Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies and comics and TV. How's that?
Great. Smooth. Smooth transition. Excellent.
My name is Mr. Sunday, or James, both of those things. With me is always my co-host, Nick Mason.
Yes, we're back. You know where we're back to?
Original setting.
Old stomping grounds, specifically your mum and dad's house.
Correct.
For some reason.
Well, there's a book club going on at my house. So,
I see.
And right. Because we know books are for nerds.
We're not going to sit around or stand for that.
No, quite
frankly. We're neither of those things. Yeah. Now, last week, the wind-up of last week's show.
Sure.
We're talking about catchphrases.
Yes.
And I've got two sweet catchphrases, right?
Wait, which catchphrases are your catchphrases?
Well, I got Grab Dad Jam. That's
I invented
sweet.
That.
Did you?
Yeah, if you go back to the Guardians of the Galaxy episode, I said Grab Dad Jam.
Oh, fair enough. All right, well, it's on my t-shirt.
Yeah,
anyway,
I know.
The point is, you don't have a catchphrase, so I thought I would maybe test run some catchphrases
for
you this week as I think of them.
Just as we go?
Yeah, just as we go. Because I've only thought of one now.
Okay,
thought
good.
Thought of one right now. Here's your catchphrase. Think about it. Here's your like your little avatar on a t-shirt.
Yep.
And then the catchphrase is like, "Hey, who ate all my spaghetti?" Pretty good.
Am I
right?
Holding an empty bowl of spaghetti?
Pischetti.
Pischetti.
Like you say. Yes.
Yeah, like I say.
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. How about that?
Can I have a bib?
Yeah.
Like a baby's bib.
Yeah, and you're sad looking.
Okay.
Does that work, or do you want
to? Perfect.
Another
look,
one?
Look, we'll say that's probably going to be the best one.
Probably going to be the best one.
We'll
yeah.
see how we
yeah.
go.
Your first instinct is always the best.
Absolutely, it is. Mm-hmm. Who ate all the pischetti? Brilliant. You know, The Rock.
Yes.
The actor.
Oh, we're talking about movie news.
Oh, yeah. We do movie news first, don't
uh-huh.
we?
Yeah.
That's generally the rule. These old stomping grounds, though, they're throwing me a bit.
We're on different sides as well.
I know. It's weird.
And your parents' internet is working properly.
Ah, it's the worst. Anyway, so we really can't look up anything. And this is a dead zone as well, this room. So uh-huh. we're not doing anything. We can't right. check anything. Anyway, it's fine.
It's back to the original format.
Exactly.
We don't fact check anything. Great. Good.
Anyway, The Rock.
So many lies in this. And
so many lies.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson.
He's not.
The Rock.
He's transitioned out. He's not Dwayne The Rock Johnson anymore.
I think he is.
No, on the San Andreas one, it just says Dwayne
okay.
Johnson.
But he introduces himself like that, doesn't he? Like he's still like he's okay
Dwayne
with
the
it.
The Rock Johnson. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like at dinner parties and whatever when he meets the president.
Book clubs.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, he says that the Shazam movie is coming sooner than 2019. So that was initially.
So the movie. Where you listen at a song and it tells you what the song is.
Yes, that's
that
right.
That movie about that, the origin
Sooner
of the Shazam.
Sooner than you think.
Yeah, there's the origin of the Shazam. Yeah. Great.
So, because 2019 is pretty far away, isn't it?
Yeah.
And DC should probably get these things in a gear.
Should get something in a gear.
And
yeah.
he's like a big star, you know?
Sure,
he's
probably, now.
Is he their biggest?
Until people realize Dwayne's kind of a silly name.
Is he big,
he's out.
Is he more popular than, say, Ben Affleck? He's probably a bigger box office draw than Ben Affleck.
Yeah, probably right now he is.
Yeah.
Like, what Affleck has done mostly sort of... Like
he's
Affleck
a cop.
Direct, yeah, he's a, and he directs now more than...
yeah, he does. Yeah. Actually, Affleck's not a cop, is he? He's normally some kind of bank robber man.
He could be a bank robber man. Sure.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess they're moving things. The slate's going to move around, isn't it? So look forward to that. But another DC news... I've got here, the Jimmers tattoos are real because it's clearly auto-corrected. Especially the Joker's tattoos are real.
From context, I figured that out. Yeah, there's been some sort of on-set photos of the Joker.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's saying some sort of goodbye to Harley or something like that. He's got kind of like a...
I like his suit.
Yeah, he's got kind of like his silver tuxedo on. Yeah. He looks like an insane Las Vegas lounge singer or something like that. I think they might be going for like a Sid and Nancy, like kind of a rock star kind of thing.
Yeah, sure. Or a Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde, they're like kind of like on a rock star sort of path of destruction kind of thing.
Okay, maybe that's
Because it kind of looks,
it's all very glamorous, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of works, but and I think like in that, maybe in a universe where the Joker exists, maybe he would be kind of a rock star.
I guess
he's kind of a bad, kind of a bad guy. He's 100% a really rotten guy, but he's got that certain charisma.
He does, yeah.
You know, he's got enough charisma to turn, Harley Quinn into this,
Harlequin.
Precisely.
Thank you.
Oh, I just got it now. So he'd have a fan in that world. He'd have a fan base, so they would kind of be rock star.
Yeah.
But you're right; the tattoos are real.
Yeah,
like you see, he's got an open shirt.
That's right. There's damaged on the forehead. Because like a lot of people,
you got the Joker thing.
Yeah,
presumably the ha 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 ha's.
Did you see the photo that we can't look up of where it's like where Harley Quinn is the one putting those tattoos on him?
I haven't seen that
photo from a different angle. So
interesting.
I guess that makes more sense, doesn't it? And paid some money and said...
Right, I guess if she has this perception of him...
Yeah.
And she loves the Joker and everything about the Joker, and she loves, maybe she loves his laugh, she'd put the ha-ha's on there. Okay, that kind of makes sense.
Makes more sense.
Makes more sense than exactly him going in a tattoo shop and being like, well, I say ha-ha-ha a lot, so put ha-ha-ha on me. Yep, yes, please.
Got a letter here.
Yes, I have thought about this a lot. Yeah, no, I'm not intoxicated, sir. Sir, please put them on me, sir.
Got a letter here. Do you think you could look past the tattoos if Leto puts in a good performance, or do you think that it's too weird or even just plain bad? Personally, I kind of liked it. Also, can I be the official tattooed Joker of the podcast?
Yes. Wait, which part am I?
I don't know. Do you think that it's too weird or even plain bad? I don't think
he's going to have that big a role. Ultimately.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I think he's going to be like the villain, the main villain.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's going to be covered up mostly, surely, right?
Exactly. Except for that damaged one.
Except the damaged right one there on his head. Yeah. I can look past it. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Matthew McConaughey, he's rumored for the role of Norman Osborn in a Spider-Man movie or just a Marvel movie. It's just a movie.
Just any movie. Any movie. Dallas Buyers Club 2.
That's right.
New Green Goblin. Great.
What do you think?
That works. He's got some goblin-y features.
especially as he gets older,
especially like flashback True Detective.
Yeah,
like
okay.
Very thin.
That's what I was
going to
say. That's exactly what I was
going to
say. Yeah.
He's looking very Green Goblin-y.
Yeah.
But the question, of course, for me would be
Southern accent?
No, I can work around that.
Okay.
But I think the classic thing that they've done in all of these movies is get somebody who looks kind of Green Goblin-y and then put them in a mask where you don't see any kind of...
They can't be Green Goblin-y.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so...
Though Dane DeHaan, we saw his face.
Yeah.
He was pretty Green Goblin-y, wasn't he?
Mm.
Or he just looked like he just had some kind of fungus.
Yeah, but precisely. Linkin Park fungus.
Yeah.
But when you think of like Willem Dafoe, super Green Goblin, put him in the big iron mask, didn't look Green Goblin-y.
No, he didn't look Green Goblin-y at all. Actually, got a letter here from Evan, and I think you said this as well. He'd be perfect for like a seasoned Green Lantern. Older Hal Jordan.
Yeah, totally.
I mean? Comes back from space, gray in the temples.
Did I say McConaughey?
I don't think you said that. Sorry, you said that you'd like to see a seasoned Green Lantern.
I did say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your catchphrase. Yeah. I'd like to see a seasoned Green
Lantern. Put that on a t-shirt.
Absolutely.
That'll sell.
So, yeah, well, he also confirmed earlier this week that he had been in talks with, like, Marvel and DC about taking a comic book role. So we might see him show up, but he doesn't really need to do it, does he?
No, he's doing fine.
No one needs really to do anything, though,
he's
I guess.
He signed up for Fool's Gold too.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Have you seen that one?
No.
Me neither.
Mm.
I like Sahara.
Yeah, me too. It's underrated. It's a shame everybody sued everybody.
Yeah.
And nobody's making a sequel.
And they made National Treasure 2 instead. Mm. Why did that succeed? Ridiculous.
Mm.
I think...
More puzzles.
Oh, there was a lot of puzzles. Mm. I think Nicolas Cage was also... I think he was up for the Green Goblin role in the first Spider-Man. I might be wrong.
That makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
But he would have been like, I need some really luxurious long hair. And they're like, why? It's the Green Goblin. You'll be wearing a mask. And you have weird cornrows. That's Norman Osborn's whole thing. He's like, no, luxurious long hair.
Yeah, you're not listening. Yeah.
Did I tell you that I watched Drive Angry the other day? Pretty good.
Did you? I think you told me. I don't know if you said it on this.
Okay. Yeah,
and you loved it?
Yeah, but I loved it, but I watched it on Netflix. Like, I didn't love enough. I knew I wasn't going to love it enough to pay actual money for it, like on a Blu-ray or whatever.
Sure.
And I wasn't going to risk stealing it.
Yes.
Because it was one of those movies that oddly, like, you went to get it on a torrent and all the comments were like, this is being tracked by the MCA. This is being tracked by, you know, whoever.
Because it didn't make enough money at the cinema. So they're like, oh, we'll just sue people.
What we'll do is we'll wait for somebody to download it and we'll sue them for $40,000.
Yeah,
and that'll
exactly.
cover it.
That'll
but it's pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Watch it for free is what I'm saying.
What? How good's his wig? Is it one of his best?
Oh, no, it's a pretty average wig.
Oh.
Yeah. But his character... pretty average. But there is a scene specifically where he's engaged in a shootout while he's smoking a cigar and drinking like a bottle of scotch and having sex with a woman all at the same time. I think we have talked about this podcast.
We have. Have we talked about it on this?
We'll edit it out.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Nah.
No, leave it. It's fine.
Is that the climax of the film?
No. Somewhere in the middle.
Great. Well, it sounds like that movie Shooter, but better. Because the movie Shooter was supposed to be that ridiculous, but I didn't really find it anything.
Really? Shooter?
Not Shooter. Is that the one with Clive Owen and he's using carrots to fire guns?
Shoot 'em up.
Yeah, that one.
Shooter was the film with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, no, yeah, I haven't seen that. Mm-hmm. Duncan Jones has released some of the first images from his Warcraft movie. You want to see it?
They look really good. I saw
it. Oh, you saw it already. Well,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. It's just zoomed. I can't see anything there.
No.
I can see a lantern.
It looks like an Ewok village when I zoom in like that. Uh-huh. There we go. Yeah. I think that looks great. It
looks really great. Yeah, yeah. It's solid.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to this a lot.
It looks video game reminiscent, but it doesn't look... It looks better than a video game cutscene.
Sure.
Which in a video game related movie is more than we can hope
for. Is it
really
video game related though, or is it to do with the tabletop game also? Isn't there a tabletop Warcraft?
You're thinking of Warhammer.
You're thinking of... What about... Oh, yeah, I am too. Jesus, man.
We can't look it up. See, that's
no, we
the
can't. If We're only we could. Mm. Parents' death trap of a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's another one here that looks pretty sweet as well. CGI's come a long way, hasn't it?
It really has. Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're yet to see it in motion.
Yeah.
But that's got some nice details.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Looks totes real. Mm. Do you know much about this world?
No.
Did you play any of the games?
No.
I was more of a dungeon keeper man myself, if I had to put a label on it.
Huh. New catchphrase. I'm more of a dungeon keeper man myself.
If I had to put a label on it,
yep.
In brackets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you ever play Dungeon Keeper?
No.
That's a sweet game.
I'm aware of it.
Age of Empires? Do you play any of those?
No.
No?
Not a nerd. Not true at all.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
StarCraft.
Played a little bit of StarCraft.
Okay, sure.
Never any good, though.
Mm. You weren't, or the game?
No, it was great. I was never any good.
Okay, good.
Protoss was my team. Or Terran. Never
Hive?
The Zerg.
Was there a Hive team?
Yeah, it was the Zerg.
No, I know what's up. Mm. I was more of a dungeon keeper man. I don't know if I mentioned it.
I'm aware of it. You never stop going on about it. We'll never sell this pile of t-shirts we have here. We bought 40 gross of t-shirts. I don't even know how many that is.
It's too many.
It's too many, yeah. Definitely.
All right. The Mad Max sequel is getting a name.
It's not Furiosa?
No, it's not. Well, getting a name. It has a name. Unofficially, George Miller has said it. He wants to call it Mad Max The Wasteland.
Ooh.
Now, was The Wasteland that kind of, that salty desert plain that they were going to cross? Or is it just like, this is all The Wasteland?
I think it's all The Wasteland.
This is all bad.
That reminds me. Yeah. Last week, we talked about Fury Road.
I remember.
And I said, why doesn't he just go to the coast of Australia?
Of Australia.
Somebody pointed out on Twitter that maybe, like, it's all.
Yeah,
like
it's all.
Like, the whole world is
It's the opposite
now.
Of the water world.
It's opposite of water world. There's no, exactly, yeah. So that's a really good point.
Yeah,
maybe
that is.
Maybe there's literally no coastline at this point.
Really good. That's really good stuff.
Mm.
I was going to say something.
Oh, something else I should point out.
Yeah.
Last week I said I can't think of another action movie in the last 5 years that was as good.
Did a lot of people tweet it to you?
A lot of people tweeted The Raid 2, and they're absolutely right. We've mentioned that on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think of it.
I haven't seen it.
I guess I was just thinking of American movies.
Yeah, so, fair enough. Because you don't count Indonesian cinema.
Precisely.
I haven't seen it yet. I really got to watch it. Uh-huh. Is it better than Mad Max?
It's a different animal.
Sure.
Like it's...
You mean film?
Correct. It is a different film.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I thought you
I was thinking of animals. I've spent a lot of time at the zoo recently, but yes, it's a
I love the zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I don't know. There's also a lot of extended action sequences.
Yes.
But it's also really good.
Yeah.
And also Dread. People said Dread.
Dread is great. Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm.
This is the best Cars movie then, isn't it?
Best Cars movie.
I haven't seen Cars 2, but...
Sure.
Paul Cruise Newman's Control. Not in it, so...
Why isn't Cars 2 subtitled Cruise Control?
That's a really good question.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Cars too cruise control.
Different animal, mate. Mm,
precisely. No, it's a car.
Sorry, yeah. So I guess, because there also, there've been talk of like a Furiosa spin-off and whatever. But she could get a spin-off, absolutely. Remember when Jinx was supposed to be James Bond's equivalent?
Boy, do I.
Yeah, but like you could legitimately do this in this world. But, you know, whether or not that is a thing remains to be seen. The Supergirl pilot.
Has apparently leaked.
Yeah. We didn't watch it?
I'm assuming
you didn't.
I didn't have time.
No, I mean,
I had to watch a whole bloody billion hours for TV for this episode. I'm not watching a leaked pilot where the special effects aren't finished.
No, apparently it's all HD and all done.
Oh, I should have done.
Which makes me think.
Watched it then.
Maybe they leaked it on purpose.
Right.
Because remember the Flash episode leaked and it got a really good kind of reception when
That's true, yeah. Like the buzz built. And then
yeah, the buzz built.
And so people who didn't know how to torrent things.
Yeah.
When it came on TV, everybody watched it because they'd heard it was good. Yeah. So maybe that's it. Yeah. When is it due out?
Not for ages. Not for a couple of months. They'll probably show it at Comic-Con or something.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I've no idea.
And people will woo! Just for the whole thing.
Just
for 42 minutes. Just woo!
Someone sent an email in about it who's watched it, but I obviously can't access it. So.
No, it's, yeah. And also, essentially, we have watched it because we watched
that 15-minute trailer
that just showed the entire thing, right?
Exactly.
All it cut out was her, like, you know, getting up in the morning and she's missed her alarm. She slept through her alarm or whatever and she's hopping around putting her shoes on and, like, she's eating breakfast while brushing her teeth, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Classic romantic comedy movie stylings, a bit of that. And then she walks down the street and she runs into her best friend or sister or whatever and everybody's having a good old time. Like, they've just cut out all
is
those.
Is she carrying two coffees or someone's carrying two coffees and hands her a coffee?
Yeah, carrying two coffees.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah. Excellent.
So, we've literally seen the whole pilot. Yeah. So
I will watch it. And I hope it's good. I hope it's bad so I don't have to watch it.
Right.
Because I just don't. Like I said last week, not enough hours in the day. It's hard being a YouTube sensation, Mason.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't know. It does seem tough.
Boy, is it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother... or... sales. I definitely prefer... don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Well, let's talk about the season wrap-up, so everything
that we watched.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know what? I enjoyed some of it and not so much.
Sure.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. I watched the vast majority of Flash,
yep,
season one. I watched the finales.
I'm assuming the back end.
Yes.
Okay.
And like maybe an odd episode somewhere in the middle.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I watched the Arrow finale.
Yep.
I watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Up to when?
Just the last one.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yep.
And I did not watch Gotham.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good. I think we've got to cover it then.
Sure.
Because I watched Flash. I watched The Arrow. I didn't watch any of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. except some selected clips and recaps online.
Sure.
Spoilers for all this as well, I guess. Uh-huh. And I watched Gotham. So
great.
We're bloody all over this.
Yeah. We know what we're doing.
What do you want to start with?
I mean, sure, everybody else who listens to this show is way more, you know, up on it than we are.
Definitely.
So we're going to sound like total idiots, but yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
Let's start with The Flash.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Let's go in order of quality.
Yep, good.
Let's start with The Flash, which I think was the best season.
Agreed. I completely agree. Best season of The Flash?
Yes, certainly.
Including the one from
the 90s. Including the one from the 80s or the early 90s or whatever it was, yeah.
It's an interesting opinion.
Although that being said, I think John Wesley Shipp is doing really well.
Boy, is he.
He's great on that.
He's really good. More Shipp?
More ship, get him out of prison.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Would you say the John Wesley ship has not sailed?
I would say that.
Excellent.
It certainly hasn't jumped the shark. That ship hasn't jumped the shark.
As it
catchphrase.
Were.
There's your new catchphrase. Put it on a t-shirt. That ship hasn't jumped the shark. Right?
Can John Wesley's ship be in there? Can I be pointing to him?
I don't think we have. We couldn't get the likeness rights.
No, you're right.
Maybe just the back of him. Okay, also last week, maybe the week before, I don't know, I don't keep track of these things.
No.
We watched the Legends of Tomorrow, the DC Legends of Tomorrow trailer.
Significantly shorter.
And I said...
Best movie ever.
No, I said, why is Heatwave also on the team with Firestorm? Like, why? Because there's two fire guys.
Yeah, why?
What I didn't know, having watched Flash Season 1, is that Heatwave is Dominic Purcell.
Yes.
And Wentworth Miller is Captain Cold.
They're both prison break.
They're prison break buddies.
Yeah.
So of course they're both on the team. That's great.
Okay.
That's good.
I didn't even realize that would have been the reason why. But
yeah, that's great. Okay,
I think they're bringing back Prison Break as well. They're going to do another Prison Break.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
What do you think the premise is going to be?
Probably just a prison break.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. More tattoos?
Do you think
tattoo removal, maybe.
Maybe. Oh, maybe.
Painful tattoo removal.
Maybe it'll be a reboot and it's just basically the same thing except they'll try to do something different other than tattoos.
Oh, okay.
That might be it.
Like he's got something in his butt, like a map?
Yeah, like a map in his butt.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Season one, they broke out of a prison.
Season two,
they were on the run from the prison broke.
Yep.
And season three, they went in like a South American prison, which they had to broke.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And season four...
And he was like, Wentworth Miller's character's like, okay, you got me. Before I go in... As a last request, could I get all these tattoos removed and a different set of very specific tattoos added? And they're like, I don't see a problem with that. And there's an episode of that. It's a tattoo removal and add montage.
I would love that.
Mm.
And the fourth one was Sarah in it, who's the lady from The Walking Dead. She went to prison for helping them or something.
Oh, sure.
And I think they have to prison break her.
Oh, great.
Just a series of prison breaks.
I love
except for the one where they escaped prison.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty
anyway, weird. Not going back to watch that. That being said, Wentworth Miller is the best part of Flash Season 1.
Oh, really?
Because he's such a, like, he's a real jerk and he knows he's
absolutely.
I enjoy that a lot. Like, there's a scene in the, I think it's the second last episode.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I'll help you transport these prisoners across town.
Mm.
You owe me this favor and then blah, blah, blah. But then I'll help you.
Yeah.
And then he helps him, you know, the Flash does this favor. He erases all his, you know, his identity and all his details off the internet.
Yeah.
And he removes all the, you know, all these criminal records and whatever.
Mm.
And at the end, Captain Cold just betrays him. He's like, I'm a criminal. It's what I do. You're not angry at me. You're angry at yourself. I thought that was great.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm. No, that was good. Mm. And I realized that there were less metahumans in there than I thought there were.
Yeah, there's only like four.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he killed one of them. The Abe Sapien one.
That's right, yeah.
What's his name? Doug Jones?
Potentially, sure.
Look it up.
I'm not going
after the show.
We can't do it
when
now.
We have proper
There's
internet.
No way to do it. There's no way to do it. We're in a hellhole.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
No, I thought all in general, look, a lot of this show works is because it saw what worked on Arrow and then it went, oh, we'll just do that from the get-go.
Sure, yeah.
So they just went comic book universe straight away. There wasn't like slowly weaving it in and real elements of whatever. It was just like crazy villains, gorillas, sure, other speedsters, time travel, whatever.
Yeah.
They just did it all.
I mean, your downfall, and we've mentioned this on the show before.
The costume.
The costume is number one.
The head's good.
The head's good. It's, Actually, I do think the Reverse Flash's costume is great.
I agree, it's really
and
good.
And the fact that it's sort of degraded over the course.
Okay,
like
it's
becoming blacker and blacker, I think is interesting.
It's like a metaphor.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think the main downfall of that season is we all assumed that Harrison Wells was the Reverse Flash, and an incredible twist, he was the Reverse Flash the whole time, right?
You're right.
There was no...
Well, I guess the twist was he wasn't actually Harrison Wells.
Right, he was Eobard Thawne.
He was Eobard Thawne. And I guess I kind of liked that kind of take on it. And interestingly, I said spoilers for all this, didn't I?
Yeah.
Harrison Wells is going to come...
There's your catchphrase. I said spoilers before this, didn't I? Somebody write these down.
Yeah, please.
I'm not going to do it.
So, what's his name? Ed from TV.
Actually,
Ed.
No. Here's your catchphrase. I said spoilers before this, didn't I? Oh no! and you're
is it
holding
two
your
paddles
head.
On the t-shirt.
Think so. Yeah, and you're like, oh, and you're holding your head, and there's like an angry throng of people with axes and pitchforks behind you because you spoiled Gotham for them or whatever, and they're mad.
Fish Mooney dies.
Yeah,
probably not.
Probably not.
Tom Cavanagh, TV's Ed,
uh-huh.
He's going to come back, I think, as Harrison Wells. Because
the real Harrison
there's
Wells.
There's some times and shit in it. But I think...
Interesting.
Because I think that father figure that he was when he was pretending to be a good guy was a good character and a good kind of leader of that team.
Absolutely.
And I think...
I mean, he did knife some people.
Yeah, he did. But
remember.
When he wasn't... Yeah, I don't remember. But when he wasn't knifing people...
Yeah.
Like, he had some good... Like, the way he explained the Speed Force to Barry and he...
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was good
so
that way.
So do you think... He's going to return as Harrison Wells and all the characters are going to know him? Like, is there going to be a time travel
alteration? See, that's the thing.
Here?
And the way it ended.
Or is he going to come back and be like, hey, I'm here to... What would be an interesting twist, maybe, is that the timeline is altered and then they show up, you know, all the characters show up at Star Labs and he's just showing up for his day at work.
Okay.
He's like, hey, everybody. And they're like, what? And they sort of have to... Like, he doesn't know anything's different.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just a guy... Like, he's a nice character showing up and...
They're suspicious or whatever.
Well, and they're like, he has to re-meet all of them.
That
might be interesting.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the episode, the Reverse Flash changes into a different actor.
He changes back to the... Yeah, because you saw him in a previous episode.
Yeah.
I can't remember the actor's name. Yeah. And I don't... Like, that doesn't make sense.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, I guess it was just to show
I guess now that makes sense because he's the... If he's going to remain an ongoing villain, he'll have that face again.
Exactly.
We can have... Because I like Kavanagh in things, generally.
He's really good. Mm, he's great in TV's Ed.
Yeah.
Obviously, open up the idea of the multiverse as well.
Mm.
See Jay Garrick's hat, like, spit
you
out.
You do. That's the revelation.
Cool. Do you reckon we'll be seeing him?
I hope so.
Me too!
Kevin Costner.
Yes.
No.
Kevin Kline.
Yes.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith. Yep.
Any of those.
Kevin McAllister from The Wonder Years. It's just a constant annoying voiceover.
Yeah. Mm. Awesome. Yeah. There's a few things we saw. We saw Killer Frost. You know when he runs through, when he's doing the particle accelerator sprint?
That's right,
You see Killer Frost. Like, I'm assuming these are alternate timelines or potential timelines, the multiverse or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The multiverse, I'm not exactly sure how it works. Uh-huh. Explain it, go.
I can't remember which version of the multiverse they're using. Oh, you know what? In the current version, there is 52 alternate universes, right? There's 52 parallel universes.
Yep.
Okay, initially in DC, there was one universe.
Yep.
Then they're like, actually, there was two.
Tricked.
tricked. One was in the past and one is in the present.
Yep.
Then they're like, okay, now there's three because one, there's a universe where everybody's a villain. Then there was...
What are the villains?
The Crime Syndicate of America.
No, I mean, what are the villains in that universe? Are they the good guys?
There's just one. It's Lex Luthor and he's the good guy.
So everyone else is dead, is that right? Or
yes, more or less. And then there
that
was
must be lonely.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. And then there was Earth Prime where everybody, all the characters
were robots,
of the DC universe Optimus were fictional Prime. And okay. We were reading them about them in comic books. That was technically our universe. Then it wasn't our universe.
Tricked.
Then there was Earth-S, which was the Shazam family. Then there was Earth-4, which contained all the Charlton comic book characters. And then it turned out there were an infinite number of universes. And they're like, well, this is actually too complicated, so let's erase them. Now there's only one universe.
Yep.
And then there was Elseworlds,
yep,
which weren't technically parallel universes. They were just like what-if kind of stories.
Yep.
Except they couldn't use what-if because Marvel has what-if. And then it was determined that there was hypertime,
yeah,
which was like imagine there's a river and then you throw a rock in the river and blah, blah, you know, it's one of those.
Boom.
Yep, exactly. And then it turned out that then DC purchased the Wildstorm universe, which was an Image imprint. And then it turned out there were like 186,000 parallel universes in like a crystalline formation separated by like a red interim universe called the Bleed. On the back of a turtle, thank you. And then I think they were just like, no, that's way too complicated. Let's just make it 52. I don't know how many there are now. I think maybe they're erasing some. I don't care.
Yeah, it's all converging in Convergence, which I've stopped
converging
reading.
Converging in Convergence. Okay, well,
I'll read the Wikipedia synopsis when it's done.
Great. Look, I'd say they're going to say there's a couple of parallel universes.
Yeah.
We don't know how many there is.
Maybe I think it'll just be that river in the rock thing you said, though.
It's probably a river in the rock.
Yeah. We also see the Flash Museum.
Oh, yes, exactly. Uh-huh.
We see Barry in jail. He's cuffed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you see some other things in there and whatever, but it's all very good, isn't it? Apparently, at the end, I wasn't going to say, next season, when he opens up the hole in the sky or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they probably shouldn't have turn on that particle accelerator again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
You know what? Pretty good effect. You know what? Actually, yeah. I'm two things about this season. One, I've grown to like the super speed effect.
Yeah, me too.
They've done it quite well. And they've actually, especially in like the last couple of episodes, you see, you know, some battling between the Flash and the reverse Flash. Some of that is actually quite creative and interesting. Yeah. Like they're good camera angles and stuff like that. I know it's, you know, I guess a lot of CGI and they're just building it in a computer or whatever.
Sure.
But they're doing that quite creatively and I enjoy that. Secondly, when they turn on the particle accelerator and like the top levels of buildings start breaking off, I'm like, that's pretty impressive.
I know, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's where apparently all the villains and stuff are going to come from next season, from because they've split a hole in time and space.
Oh, so parallel universe villains.
Parallel universe villains. Yeah, or just different timelines and...
Okay, great. Cool.
Yeah. Right. Rocks and rivers.
More madness, that's what I say.
More madness. Mm. I think they've done the right thing. We're kind of like slowly introducing this stuff. Even though I said it is all comic book from straight away, but they weren't straight away. Parallel dimensions and whatever. Yeah, like they kind of built to it. I got an email here from The Brute. You know him.
I know The Brute.
Good dude. You see now Eddie at the end shot himself
to
stop Harrison Wells being the reverse Flash or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He says Eddie could have just shot his junk off rather than kill himself. Well, maybe that would be worse than typical guy comment from The Brute. Also, he says, I emailed a couple of weeks ago when I was standing in line for the Avengers and I met a kid named Taylor who overheard me talking about the podcast and said that he loves it and listens to. He didn't seem to believe me when I said I wrote the theme song, so I was wondering if you guys could give a shout out to Taylor in Scottsbluff, Nebraska.
Hey, Taylor, listen to people you meet in line at the movies. Do whatever they say. They're always right.
That'll show him, jerk. Yeah. No, he seemed pretty cool. Thanks, guys. Yeah, so there you go. The Brute did write the theme song. If you meet the Brute and he tells you.
You believe it.
Even if it's not the Brute, you bloody believe it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess he could have done that, but that's not as... That's some Game of Thrones shit.
That's hilarious. That is... Yeah. That would be great also if, like, you just see like a close one shot of his face.
Mm.
Like, you know, you see the reverse Flash kind of like, oh, I'm dying, you know, you've destroyed the timeline or whatever. And then it cuts to Eddie Thorne and he's all stoic and sad. And he's like, I've made the ultimate sacrifice. I did it. So I really am the hero now. And then somebody like leans in, he goes, you've shot yourself in the balls, mate. That'd be good, right?
That'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Another email here.
Yes.
Hey, Nick and Mason. My name is JD and I love
the
show.
Did it say Nick and Mason?
Yes.
Great. That's me.
Seriously, one of the best podcasts. So I have a question regarding the Flash season finale. Spoiler alert. In one of the final scenes, Reverse Flash is beating up Barry. In an effort to save him, Eddie shoots himself. But because Eddie is the great, however many great grandfather of Reverse Flash, then the Reverse Flash fades away because he never existed. But doesn't that also mean that Barry's mother and the original Wells are now alive? Hope you can clarify this for me. Keep up the amazing work. Can I be the official bracket sports of the podcast?
Yes. That's probably a reference to something we've said.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it means his mother's alive.
Right.
Because we just
had a teary goodbye.
We just had a bloody... That was good. That was a really good scene. Because I think... I'd imagine the way they're going to explain it is if they bring back, say, real Harrison Wells and his mother's dead... Everybody who's kind of in the vicinity of that time travel thing aren't affected by everything else because they were near the vortex and she was near it, so she's still dead.
That would be a good way to explain it.
And then anybody else who's in the outside of that.
Yeah, because also that would, if, exactly, like if Eddie Thorne kills himself, technically the Reverse Flash never existed, so he could never do any of the things that happened. So
yeah.
None of them would remember any of the events that happened.
Exactly.
And most of the events of the series didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I think that, yeah, right. I think
including
just
the gorilla.
Including Gorilla Garage.
Oh, yeah. What happens to the gorilla?
Hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I think what's probably going to happen is that, yeah,
you
something
catch
like that.
What happens
like,
to the gorilla?
Thank you. Good. Now you're getting on board.
So go on.
And you're like, what happened to the gorilla? And he's behind you. Me. He's behind you on the t-shirts.
Is he smiling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows what's up.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
All right. Now, he'd probably be angry. Yeah. I think it'd be funnier. Anyway, that's what I think. And that's what you think, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing who they cast as Jay Garrick.
Absolutely. I hope they do. Yeah, they did say there's going to be other speedsters.
Good.
So there you go. One more email here.
So do you think, and also I'm fascinated. Are we going to have a universe where... Is Jay Garrick from a parallel universe?
Or
has he been around in this universe?
Yeah.
Like he's been the Flash in the past.
Yep.
He's like, hey, what a weird coincidence. You called yourself the Flash as well. Because in the original appearance of Barry Allen in the comic books, he takes the name The Flash because he read a comic
Flash.
Book with Jay Garrick in it. So
weird.
Mm.
But also interestingly, Harrison Wells knew who that was.
Yeah,
because the helmet skids through and he's like, I gotta go.
Right, yeah.
So he's either knows who he is or he's ran into him before.
Interesting.
So maybe he is in our universe or maybe Harrison Wells has been in multiple dimensions
before.
So
complicated.
Too complicated.
Yes.
I don't care. It's fine. It's good.
It's going to be good.
Did you watch the Supernatural finale?
No.
They ruined the world again.
Huh.
It's pretty good. Mm. I like that show.
Speaking of shows that keep rehashing the same theme over and over again, I went to the Arrow finale. And I'm like, I wonder if the city will be in peril and everybody's gonna save the city. And that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
Yep.
Before we get to that, can I do one more Flash letter?
Yes.
I just wanted to say how pissed off I was at the 22nd episode of The Flash and how the Reverse Flash said that Oliver Queen would live until he was 86, which unfortunately cements the fact that he will never be in any real danger. Also, you'd think by the time he's 36.
86.
That, like, because he'd be at, what, his early 30s, let's say?
Let's say, yeah, sure.
Technology would have advanced where 86 isn't that old.
You might be right,
just saying.
Also, he's rich.
Yeah, he's rich as.
So it's weird that he isn't going to live till 100 and something.
He has got those, he's got island years though, and that's taxing.
Yeah, that's tough on you. Yeah.
Besides, I'm reading this off a computer because I can't get off my iPad. God damn it. Anyway, also I demand to be in this podcast as it was my birthday on the 19th, and if you don't, you'll never have a birthday again by destroying all evidence of your birth certificate.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is, 25th.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I should have let you do the intro,
nah.
Which is tradition when it's your birthday.
Is it?
Yes, we did it last year.
Oh, no, let's not make it a tradition.
Next week.
God damn it.
It's my gift.
Oh, thank you.
I
really appreciate slightly more work.
Keep up the good work. Love from Matthew Mack. Yeah.
Mm.
I guess that does spoil that, doesn't it?
Not necessarily, because
timelines and ripples
timelines,
and rocks.
Exactly. Let's assume that it doesn't and that he could die at any moment.
Yeah.
I mean, he won't because he's the star of a TV series.
Correct. The TV show Arrow. Mm. And speaking of...
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch Gotham?
Ah! No. We're doing this in order of quality, remember?
Yep, you're right.
Okay.
Look, I think people say that this season was weaker than the last season.
Right.
I think they're about on par. I just think The Flash is a lot better. And like you said, it's rehashing a lot of stuff.
Right.
So I guess it's not on par in that way.
Mm.
But I don't think it's it's not much worse. I just think it's more of the same.
Yeah. See, that's, I felt a little bit of when season three started, because I enjoyed all of one and two. When season three started, I'm like, oh, it's going to be more flashback, modern day. Here's
enough,
the city.
Here's enough of the flashbacks, right?
Yeah.
Like, because he's off the island as well. Like, he goes to Singapore and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And he even comes back to Starling City at one episode. And I don't know, man. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, sorry, go on.
yeah, but again, the city's in peril, but this time it's Ra's al Ghul and not Deathstroke or whoever.
Eyepatch. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Eyepatch.
Mr. Eyepatch.
Senior Eyepatch.
Yeah. I saw one of the showrunners of The Arrow said that they wanted to do more Harley Quinn stuff. Because she was in this season, like you saw her briefly, in a cameo, but they couldn't because of the movie. So,
yeah, that doesn't stop the Flash being the Flash, even though he's going to be in Justice League.
Yeah, but I think they kind of did that before.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah. Right. Okay.
Anyway, but you know, I guess I'm okay with that. That the Arrow, and a lot of people have said this. He's basically Batman. He's doing all Batman storylines.
That's pretty true.
Like
isn't
this,
it? Yeah.
Like this episode where this season where
it's Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul, which is. That's a Batman story arc where he...
And Ra's al Ghul's like, hey, join the League of Shadows.
Be the next Ra's al Ghul.
Be the next Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne? I mean, oh, wait, which are you? Oh, no, that's fine. Oliver Queen, you're still a rich guy who knows martial arts. That's fine.
You'll
that's
do. Fine.
Yeah.
I think that show really peaked with the initial Ra's Oliver Queen fight. I don't know if you watched
that
one.
Yeah, I know. I remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just really good sword plays. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love.
Yes.
And shirtlessness.
Oh, sure.
You said on the show that he was sick of all the shirtless stuff because he has to stay crazy ripped. It is like,
yeah,
really
exactly.
Difficult.
Like he did it for the opening, like for the first, the pilot, the first couple of episodes, he got super ripped in his, and by, you know, and then when, you know, and once the pilot is finished, when you go to series, like making the new episode, you've got half the time and half
exactly,
the money.
Exactly, yeah.
And so he's like, well, now I've got to stay super ripped this whole time and it's unsustainable.
Exactly.
So,
it's impossible.
Yeah.
But he still looks great.
Looks great.
He's bloody getting out there.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you like the villain?
I'm not 100% convinced of that actor as Ra's al Ghul.
I completely agree. I think I kind of settled into it.
Right, sure.
But initially, I'm like, I don't know about this.
Mm.
Australian guy.
There you go.
And you can kind of, I think he just does the Australian accent.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there any, did you see the episode where Thea Queen went in the Lazarus pit?
No, I missed that one.
She died or whatever.
Oh, sure.
Or was nearly killed. I can't remember. But
you'd have to say nearly killed. You can't.
Maybe she was dead. I can't remember. Anyway.
You can't, but you can't have this kind of universe where there is a cure for death.
Yeah.
You really can't.
Yeah.
They did it in Heroes, turned to garbage.
And now it's coming back.
Still garbage. Guy with the horn-rimmed glasses is back. Everybody else, who knows?
Who knows? Oh, they released some information. The cop in it's back. What's his name? He's in Lost. Greg Cop.
Grunberg.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Slade Wilson better. That's that's for sure. And we did see him in one episode. Did you see that one where he went back to the island? Mm-hmm. That's... I don't know. It's not bad.
Not bad, but again, it's, villain threatening the city. Oliver Queen thinks he can do it alone, but then he can't. So he gets the team, and then it turned out teamwork saved the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And there's episodes where
he's having a romance with somebody, whoever's left.
Felicity.
This time it's Felicity.
I think the romance there works better than it would with Laurel. I think they kind of play off each other.
Yeah, that's
better.
Probably true, yeah.
Do you like her as a Black Canary?
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah. I think I like the other one better, but well, she'll be back in there.
As White Canary, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But they introduced a Sonic Scream. It's like a piece of tech.
That's true, yeah.
And that's cool.
Okay,
I like
that. Good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you like how Roy Harper took the fall for Oliver Queen because everyone knew Oliver Queen was the Arrow? Did you see that?
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
So he's out of the show for a bit, which is... Actually, I think I got a letter about that. I've been taught... This is from 62442, official Lord of the Ring, a.k.a. Sauron. You know her.
Oh, yeah.
I have been torn ever since the season finale of Arrow as to whether I keep watching it or not. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the finale. My problem is who's left. By the end of the season, the writers had removed the three characters I liked. I enjoyed Roy, who I wished was part of Legends of Tomorrow instead of Canary.
I didn't like Roy.
In your face, Roy.
In your face, Roy.
Felicity, who was the only one of the two I cared about from that exit, and Ray Palmer, who was being siphoned off into another series that I don't think I'll watch. With who's left, I don't have much interest in Arrow. All, I believe, are okay as minor character, background characters, but too annoying to take the lead. Convince me as to whether I should continue or give up completely.
Look, I'm on the fence too, so. It was interesting. You know what was interesting?
Yeah.
Is that Flash ends, in this big cliffhanger.
Big Flash.
Big Flash, thank you. You know, he's in the singularity and blah 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 and all that's you know, what's gonna happen, all these clues to new things, like we see, you know, Jay Garrick's helmet and all this
building
sort of
falling
stuff.
Over. A big clue.
Yeah. But Arrow sort of ends with, hey, everything's fine. Like you don't see any shade of like a new villain on the horizon or anything like that.
Oh, don't they mention someone? I can't remember. I can't think of the name and I can't look it up. Who knows?
Exactly.
But also, Oliver, the guy who plays Arrow, has come out and said Oliver Queen is the Arrow is like dead, is like retired. So I think when they bring him back, I think apparently the direction they're going to take is more kind of like the Flash, more lighthearted, more comic book. So maybe he'll be Green Arrow, like.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's good. Okay, yeah, cool.
Which is cool because they were even reluctant at first to call it Green Arrow. Obviously,
yeah,
they just
totally
called it Arrow.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, because he has sort of gone in this. Like in terms of like costume wise, he's like the costume sort of black now and kind of thing. So, you know.
Well, he did.
It's a Malcolm Merlyn kind of look.
Yeah. Well, they did that because of when he became the Raz.
Yeah, totally.
But then he changed back?
Sort of.
Can't remember. Mm. It's a pretty sweet costume though.
Yeah, it's real good.
It works. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Watch it if you want. Look, it's okay.
I'm on the fence too.
I'll see how it goes. Like, I'll come back.
But I think if it is a more lighthearted tone, I'd be more inclined to come back.
Yeah.
If it's more in line maybe with The Flash.
Yep.
And it's kind of wacky hijinks a little bit. I think I'd be back on board. Like we've had, what, 66 episodes of, is it 22 episodes either?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Right, so we've had 66 episodes of,
flashback.
Yeah, exactly. We've had enough of that. So
mix it up
a little. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Mm, yeah.
Cool. Let's go. We're going to talk Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Gotham.
Very briefly, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
All right. Well, look, I saw the kind of bit of the end. Coulson gets his hand
cut
off.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Terrigen Crystal.
Yep.
Inhuman War.
Yeah.
Secret Avengers? Secret Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something?
Yeah.
What did you see?
That's pretty much what I saw.
People like it. People have tweeted and said, listen, it's good. You should get back on board. And maybe I will one day, but
I will get back on board once I see what Coulson gets his hand replaced with. That's my...
Yeah. Because they have to, don't they? Because I've always find the effect of somebody missing a hand on TV is just like, it's clearly your hand that you've just put a cap on the end of it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
It's too long. Like,
right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. Robot hand?
Oh, yeah, maybe it'll just be, yeah, maybe.
Or maybe like a nanotechnology or whatever.
Nanotechnology.
Because I've got a nano mask, I guess. Yeah. Maybe you could get a nanotechnology hand. Yeah. I don't know, man.
There's so many options in the Marvel universe.
There's at least four. What's Jake Tizzle up to? What's he? He's a bad guy, isn't he?
Oh, he's totally a bad guy now. Like he's doubled down on being a villain, I think.
Excellent.
So that's pretty good.
Do you enjoy Jake Tizzle as a bad guy?
Not really.
It's probably more interesting, though.
That's true, yeah. Also, we're talking cliffhangers. It did end with Simmons.
Yep.
The girl.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Simmons is the girl.
Yep.
She gets, like, sucked into a... like some sort of portal.
Oh, where's it go?
Don't know. We don't know.
Who?
Let's assume she's dead forever.
Who opens it?
I can't remember.
Great recap.
Thank you.
I meant all of us. We both did good work then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, I got a letter here.
So anyway, I don't care.
Okay.
And again, like I said, I think people are like, when a Marvel movie comes out, people are like, oh, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is great again.
Yeah.
And then when it isn't, it falls to pieces, I think.
Well, let's see what this says.
Okay.
For me, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was all right. The generic statement, it has gotten better, is definitely true, but that still doesn't mean it's on par with either Flash or Arrow. The only reason why I'm still watching it is because I'm heavily invested in the MCU and I'm just in too deep. I've watched so many episodes and videos on YouTube explaining things that I'm better off watching an hour and a half of AOS content than wondering what's going on in this mediocre show. That being said, I'm loving the whole Inhuman stuff. The movie doesn't come out until 2019, though, so if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. continues, we'll probably have to deal with some generic, made-up, backwater characters until we see the real royal family in 4 years.
There's going to be so many episodes just set on ships and people
in
running down corridors
of offices.
Yeah,
yep.
A lot of that.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Filing cabinets. Rooms with filing cabinets
totally.
In it. Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah, look, I
people send us out.
I know people say. I know people say we should
specific,
go back.
Give
I just can't.
Give me specific. Email in with specific stuff that you enjoyed in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Tell me what I should have said last week was.
Yep.
Give me an episode that is the highlight of that season.
Okay.
And
a lot of people
that.
Said the finale was
okay,
the highlight.
I didn't. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's the highlight as well if you've invested in these characters the whole time, which we haven't.
Uh-huh.
And look, I like the Marvel TV stuff. I like Agent Carter, and I really like Daredevil.
Mm.
I don't know if I need this thing. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on board. I'm going to be watching every episode of Agent Carter when it comes back.
10 episodes, they announced it.
It's only 10. That's disappointing.
No, that's good because I'd rather a solid 10 than a drawn out 22 or whatever, you know?
Okay, right. Uh-huh.
Just saying. Mm. Bloody Jessica Jones will be good. I hope so anyway.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk Gotham?
Yeah, you know what? Well, that's exactly right. There's going to be enough options soon. We don't have to go back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. I know some people don't like that, though we don't like it, but
right.
I don't not like it. I just...
I do not like it. There's a new catchphrase for me.
I do not
like it.
It's weird, though. Like, okay, talking Gotham. Mm-hmm. Gotham's probably the worst. But it's I've seen all of Gotham, though.
Have you really?
So what does that say about me? Do I like it more?
No, you hate yourself a lot more. That's what
that
we've discovered
here.
That could
be my catchphrase. Yeah. I hate myself a lot more. You know, I there's glimmers of things in Gotham that I like.
Give me any example.
Bullock.
That you can back. Oh, okay, right. He is pretty good. Again, I want a Bullock-Alfred team
up.
That's what I want. At least, tell you what, if they do one episode of that a season, I'll watch that, and I'll probably watch. Here's what you want. If you want to get me to watch two episodes of Gotham, give me a Bullock-Alfred team up. I'll watch that, and that will trick me into watching the next episode because I'll hope it'll be as fun, and then it won't be. Because that's what happened in this season.
Yeah. Did you see how his wife went crazy?
Barbara?
Yeah.
I'm aware of it. She just went crazy for no reason, right?
Like, she killed her parents. Like, she was sort of forced to, but she just kind of did it anyway. Because the guy from Heroes was a crazy man. He was the ogre.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
And it was thought that, like, oh, no, he made her watch, you know, he killed her and made her watch, but she'd apparently done it.
Okay.
Like, she was crazy.
That's pretty dark. That's pretty dark for a show with little kids in it, right?
Yeah. Mm. It really is.
Dark and nonsensical.
I don't know if she's a crazy person that crazy, is she the actual Barbara Gordon?
You see, that's the thing. Like
she couldn't be.
Because this, it might be one of those ones where they reveal that she is. That's the thing. Like this universe is slightly more realistic than, say, Arrow or The Flash or whatever. There's no metahumans or whatever.
No, yet.
So you can't reveal that Barbara Gordon was somebody else shape-changed into her or anything like that. The best you could hope for is that Barbara Gordon was kidnapped and replaced with somebody who got plastic surgery to look like,
I guess.
Some reason. Or
but she's Barbara Keene. And I don't know what Barbara Gordon's maiden name is in the comics.
So what you're saying is, and here's the other option, is that this woman goes insane, becomes a villain or what have you.
Yeah.
And then years later, Jim Gordon meets another Barbara.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think initially she was supposed to be Barbara Gordon, and then they went...
She's gone way off. Like, she has gone way off this characterization.
Definitely.
There's no... Well, she's more Harley Quinn than she
definitely.
Is.
Definitely. And
I just got that.
and we said... at the start, I think you said that, like, they've got, like, zero chemistry, and she's...
Yep.
Like... She's not great.
So that you think they're going to have they turned her into a villain to make her more interesting?
I think so. And then I don't think it was good starting that way.
So do you think maybe they'll make her a villain and she'll be an ongoing character, or they'll make her a villain and just knock her off?
Maybe knock her off.
Okay. Right.
But look, if she...
Well, I mean, they've got Fish Mooney, so...
If she is the real Barbara Gordon, though, it would sort of make sense, because in the comics, it's implied, I don't know whether to say whether this is or not, that Jim Gordon's son is a serial killer. Like that's
right,
that's a story.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Batman, the Dark Mirror or Black Mirror or something. It's a great comic. Yeah, that's what that's kind of about, or part of it.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that, from that perspective, I guess it sort of works. But why would you, would not get back together with that person?
No.
The woman who killed her parents.
Yeah. Look, we've had a little bump in our relationship here, but
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Mm.
Fish Mooney, though.
Yeah. Have we seen any... Like, they sort of beat us over the head with, like, in the first couple episodes, they beat us over the head with characters who were going to become villains.
Yeah.
Have we seen any more of that? Have we seen a Victor Freeze?
No Victor Freeze. We saw Zaz. Catwoman, obviously, Poison Ivy, Penguin, Two-Face, who was terrible. The Joker, sort of.
Oh, that little kid.
Yeah, who may have been the Joker. Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't...
See, I think they've chosen the wrong villains to... I would love to see a Mr. Freeze. I don't know
why
that is.
I completely agree.
Uh-huh.
What about Little Bane, Young Bane?
Oh, Little Bane, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, I'd like to see some of the kind of, the more of the Silver Age kind of villains, because this is kind
We're in the Silver Age.
It's a Silver
right.
Age kind uh-huh. of universe, yeah. So, or just pre. So, yeah, I don't know, man.
Has the Riddler done any more riddly things? Because they seem to have just shoved him off into the background.
Yeah, he did. Because he killed... He's got a crush on a girl at work.
Oh, yep.
And she had a boyfriend who was abusive to her, and he killed him and then left a note, gave her a note that was a goodbye note from him.
Uh-huh.
And he'd put...
Did it have a riddle in it?
It had a riddle. Well, it wasn't really a riddle. It was just the first letter of every sentence on a new line spelt out Nigma. And then he's like, and then straight away she figured it out, came back and was like, hey, this says Nigma.
That's an acrostic, not a riddle.
Yeah, I know, right?
How dare they? I don't know if it's actually an acrostic. It sounds like it.
Yeah, I think it is. Uh-huh. So I guess there's that. And then he kind of has a weird kind of wig out.
Okay, sure.
And he's like, do I kill her or whatever? And so he's, uh-huh. he's gone that way.
Okay.
But I don't think he can become full-blown Riddler until Batman shows up.
No, exactly.
Up.
At which point he'll be 50-ish, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, see, the inevitable conclusion of this is that all of Batman's villains, like the future of this universe, is Batman is a young man in the prime of his life who's super well trained and super ripped Arrow style, and he's just fighting a whole bunch
Arrow
of men.
Episode one.
Yeah, he's fighting a whole bunch of guys in their 50s and 60s.
Like yeah, they're exactly.
They're not.
Well, the Joker, if that kid was the Joker, he's
he'd
young.
He'd be a few years, yeah.
You see Scarecrow.
Uh-huh.
You see Scarecrow's dad, who's played by... What's the guy who was in the movie Warlock? Oh, he's got like long, kind of thinnish hair.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
What's his name?
Doesn't matter. We'll never know.
Yeah,
we can't
anyway.
Look it up. Yeah.
His son is Jonathan Crane.
Interesting.
So they're the same age. Poison Ivy's young.
Yep.
The Penguin can be a bit older than...
Yeah, Catwoman is about the same age, so that works. Balloon Man. Balloon Protest Man.
Absolutely.
Balloon Anarchy Man.
Yeah.
Anarchist Destroy the State Man.
I liked that. I liked the villains that they've invented, except for Fish Mooney. Like, I didn't mind the Balloon Man and the Spirit of the Goat. Did you see that episode? That was like a Seven kind of...
Oh, yeah.
It's like
yeah,
a
no,
Seven-style serial killer,
yep,
which that one was I thought was quite good as well.
Yeah.
I think they should do maybe a little bit more of that. Like
serial killers and kind of...
Yeah, or new villains. Villains they make up, and they can...
Like a Fish Mooney.
Like a bloody Fish Mooney. That's not a good example, obviously.
It's the worst example. And that is the one that's had the most screen time. So I think the solution here is to not have them invent new villains.
Okay, sure. Mm. But I think other than that one, I think a lot of them have worked.
Mm.
Enough.
Yeah, okay. It'll do.
That'll do it, right?
Yeah, sure.
Been watching Game of Thrones?
No, I'm behind. I'll get there.
It's pretty good. We'll do a Game of Thrones one.
I understand something very controversial happened recently.
Boy, did it. Yeah, the Mary Sue stopped reporting on it.
Oh.
We could quickly talk about this. I won't say what it is. You haven't seen
it. Okay, right.
But people are saying, well, why is this the moment that people have been offended?
When it's all been
murders and horrendous.
Removed genitals and incest.
Yeah, from day one.
Yeah.
And like, and I can see that point, but also... Maybe they've just gone, well, this is, you know, you've done too much of this. Like, it doesn't mean that this is worse than the other things that have happened, but maybe they're just like, you know what, you've done this one too many times.
Right,
like,
okay.
I think you
it was
said...
It's the straw that broke the camel's
exactly.
back.
It's like you said as well, you can't, just like with freedom of speech, people can say what they want, but also people can, you can't tell somebody what they're offended by.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to, then that's fine, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Tell all kinds of people what they want.
Anything else?
No, that'll do it.
Did you watch any of The Walking Dead?
No.
I finished a while ago.
How'd that go?
Is that right?
What is that show about now?
they're in a town.
Okay, great.
It's a good comic. I'm behind.
Yeah, okay, sure. But the series?
Series is okay. Oh, they announced a new Marvel... what's his name? The guy who like did all the original kind of zombie-ish movies. What's his name? This goes to show how much we look things
up. I know, right? Dawn of the Dead, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
He wrote a Marvel comic series, zombie series, is that right?
Oh, iZombie?
Something like that.
Okay, right.
It wasn't iZombie.
Okay.
iZombie is a TV show, but there's a Marvel zombie TV show they're making. It's not Marvel Zombies.
Yeah,
but
well, that's
it was published by, I believe, you're looking it up now.
Looking up Dawn of the Dead.
What's his bloody name? We should
what
know
is
that,
his bloody name?
We?
Look, we know things.
We know some things.
We know some things, exactly.
Hang on, let's look
George
this.
Romero. There
yeah.
we go.
I think I might be wrong.
I was going to say Vincent Price, but Vincent Price is Egghead, as we know.
Actually, I'm going to look this up because okay, I want to actually, because I'll be interested to see if you've read
now
it.
Be sure to lean that into the microphone so, again, all our listeners know you have the clicky noises on your phone still.
Marvel announces new zombie series, Empire of the Dead.
Interesting.
This is at comicsalliance.com.
Oh, yeah. I love those guys.
The second best comic book movie website.
Oh, yes.
Behind IGN.
Oh,
no.
Twist.
No. Copy of a movie, mate. That's where it's bloody at. Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
It's George. The answer is George Romero. It's fine.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It is George Romero. So you haven't read that, I assume.
Nope.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Yeah. More zombie stuff.
Do you think he's sick of having all his work subtitled "Of the Dead"?
I think it's a conscious decision that he's making.
Great.
It's a hell of his own.
Because he's making sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. You know what it's time for then?
What's it time for?
What are we reading?
Well, we're gonna read.
I'm doing the thing. You reading anything?
You know what? I'm reading a lot of things this week. This week, I'm reading a comic book called Trees. It sounds boring.
Yep.
Hear me out.
No.
It's by Warren Ellis.
I like
who
him.
I'm a big fan of. And Jason Howard is the artist. And it's sort of it's a sci-fi comic book set on Earth. And the premise is 10 years ago, these things called trees sort of came.
You don't have to explain trees to me.
No, but they're not actually trees. They're bloody called trees, all right? But they're like these long kind of, like thousands of feet tall, cylindrical,
yeah,
like objects that sort of, they came from space and they sort of landed in, you know, various cities and places on Earth.
To no effect.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Oh,
like,
really?
Well, they have, like, it's this evidence of this alien intelligence that's arrived on Earth.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, it doesn't seem to acknowledge that humanity exists at all.
Is there anything in it?
Well, they've been there for 10 years.
Yeah.
And like maybe once every couple of years, one will like release this sort of acidic exhaust and it'll sort of, you know, kill people and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And like, but nobody knows what they're for. And like, it's sort of, the world has sort of settled into this life of like, well, these things, we don't understand them. They've been here.
Kind of like a District 9.
Yeah. Kind of a District 9 kind of thing. Mm. And like, you know, and it's a series that's more about the people in that, you know, property values have dropped around these places. So,
yeah.
You know, poor people have moved in and like artists and stuff like that have moved in. And it's about, you know, these communities around these places and
okay.
what people think. And, you know, like, you know, mate, one's landed in a particular city and it's diverted some of the resources. And so now one nation, you know, is more prosperous than another nation, so
okay.
they're on the verge of being at war,
yeah,
you know, and that sort of thing. So it's about all, you know, it's about how this world has been altered by these things,
yeah,
that don't seem to care about humanity at all, kind of thing.
Are they living or are they?
Well, we don't know.
Okay,
but it's like,
is it finished?
The first eight have been collected as like a trade paperback. That's what cool. I got, and then there's like issue 9's out,
yeah,
and it's sort of, we're exploring all the things that are happening around the world, but it seems maybe it's now something is happening.
Okay, cool.
So we're at the
8 issues of nothing.
It's really good. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, no, that's actually sounds great.
It's a character series more than it is a like an action series. There's quite a bit of action.
I'm cool with that.
But it's not like it's alien invasion and that's the action. It's kind of like, you know.
Sure.
But anyway, that's real good.
Okay.
And I'm also about to read a comic book that it came out a couple of months ago, but I've only just discovered it. It's called Oh Kill Strike, and it's about a guy who it's like an indie comic. It's on IDW or Boom Studios or something like that.
Mm.
And it's about a guy who is like a comic book elitist.
Yeah.
But he discovers that when he was young, he bought an issue 1 of Killstrike from the 90s. This super, like, he's this super testosterone kind of, you know, like 90s hero.
Just every kind of 90s.
Yeah, he's every kind of 90s hero. And he's discovered that over the years, so many people have like thrown away their copies that like a copy was now worth $100,000.
Okay.
And so now he's like he's just going to go to visit his parents' house and get that issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, get $100,000 for it. And I don't know anything about the series beyond that, but it seemed to be like kind of a love letter to like really terrible comics of the 90s.
So awesome.
I'm on board with that.
That's your bag, man.
That's my bag, man. I
absolutely
love it. No All good.
Right. What's called O Kill Strike. O Kill Strike. All right, cool. Well, I'm reading, I just read Planet Hulk issue 1.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like the new, because you know how things are happening in the Marvel Universe Battle World. It's all coming together or whatever.
Totally.
And there's different countries or something. Mm-hmm. One of the first ones is this world where the kind of, there's just Hulks kind of roaming about.
Oh, yeah.
And Captain America's like this ponytailed gladiator with devil dinosaur.
Oh, great.
And he has an axe.
Yep.
And he has to go out into the wasteland and do some stuff on
that
the request
amazing.
Of Doom.
Is he riding Devil Dinosaur?
In a lot of it he is, yes.
Great.
He's in his mouth at one point. It's pretty good.
Yeah, great.
It's a good start. Mm-hmm. And I hope it continues to
great.
Be.
Fantastic.
Like I'm looking forward to, you know, when Old Man Logan comes out and a whole bunch of other stuff. So We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Oh, also, because I was on a Comixology binge, apparently. Mm. We talked like months ago about I was reading the first issue of a series called The Dying and the Dead, which is about a sort of an older man, and he's sort of has to go back to a kind of a strange parallel world, not a parallel world, but kind of a strange
with an ancient kind of people,
yeah. and sort of go back and help them as he helped them in the past.
I read that on your recommendation, yeah, real and good, issue right? two.
Issue two is out now. It's and great, I'm behind, but I'm going to read that as well.
And they're like 50 pages or whatever.
They're like $2. Longer. It's amazing. Yeah,
they're really really good. Mm. Getting into those Dying in the Dead and the other things we said.
Other things we said.
Absolutely. Got
well,
one.
Don't give send us some recommendations. I would like to.
Well, I've got one here.
Okay.
Do you want it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You've preempted my bloody my rant there about people not sending in things that they read, except they do that every week, and I'm a massive idiot.
This is from Tom on the episode "Best Spider-Man Stories." Mason briefly mentioned physicist James Kakalios.
Oh yes.
When he googled how did Gwen Stacy die, I just wanted to point out that he, James Kakalios, wrote a book called The Physics of Superheroes, and so far it has been a great read. It's great if you're all about science, which I am, and there's some good humor from Tom.
Excellent. Sounds cool. Good.
There you go. Read books, everybody. Mm. Maybe have a book club and kick us out of our podcast house. Bloody piece of crap. All right. You know what it's time for then also? It's time for letters. For? Letters. Mm. No theme song.
Letters. Letters.
I love you. Some letters. They're only a day. Why?
They're here now. Letters. Somebody put a dubstep behind that.
No, I don't want it. In. I don't want it. Hello, Nick and James. My name is David. I'm 14 years old. I really wanted to start up a podcast. I have all the equipment, but the only problem is I have is that I have a lisp. I feel like people will not give me positive feedback and I'll have to stop. People at my school never really talk about my lisp to me or my... or to the other friends. Everyone in my grade I've known since sixth grade, and they all know I have a lisp. They also could understand me, but I feel that the people that listen to my podcast will not be able to because the audio or something, and they will tune out. What do you think I should do? As somebody with a horrendous voice.
Oh, yes, sure.
Just
thank
do
you.
It. Like, no matter what it is, like if people don't like you for whatever reason, they will just...
Maybe because we're British.
Maybe because we're British. Like, you have to expect that people will attack you at some point.
Sure.
Like, you know what I mean? And it just doesn't, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. And it's easy for us to say because we're grown-ish men.
Oh, sure, yeah. Like, we're grown-ish.
But I get like...
Certain aspects of us have grown sure. in the past, yeah.
But like, you know, I get hundreds of hate mail. People like, you're a dickhead or whatever, but it's...
Yeah.
But I know it's different when you're 14, obviously, but... I think, do it and maybe just distribute it. Maybe it's something, you know, let your friends listen to it, see if they like it.
Yeah,
see, like,
and if you've got some content you want to put out there and people are going to enjoy it, you're like, I think people are going to enjoy it. I don't think that's going to be the issue.
Exactly.
Yeah. For every, you know, have people who are like, I hate it when people eat on microphone. There's somebody out there who bloody loves it
when people
eat on microphone. So you might find a niche there.
You familiar with ASMR?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is people talking in a...
Real soft voice, left to right.
Yeah,
I don't mind the ASMR.
There you go.
I'm not against it.
Uh-huh. What else? What else can we say about that?
Well, I just think it's one of those things.
I tend to stumble over words a lot. Like I have to think of a sentence in my head before I say it a lot of the time. Otherwise, it'll all jumble up.
There's often like minutes that I have to edit of just Mason staring at nothing.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of that.
So. Yeah. No, exactly. And look, it's. I think regardless,
I demand total silence before every episode for 40 minutes.
Regardless of whether, you know, you've got a lisp or something else that, you know, it's the most difficult part is putting yourself out there initially because, you know, because people having a go at something, you know, it's a difficult thing to do. And, you know, so I don't think you should let that hold you back.
Yeah. Basically. The internet is half people putting out amazing things for free, like podcasts or music or art. Or
like this one.
Like this. Thank you. I didn't want to include us in there, but you've done it, so I'm going to have to agree. Yeah. But like, the internet is half people putting out like, oh, here's my music, here's my game, here's my podcast, here's my art, here's my all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think? And the other half is people going, nah,
yeah,
not
exactly.
for me, exactly. No, I hate it, do something else, right? And you want to be in the first half, not in the second half.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And oftentimes when someone says something as well, if you like click on their name and go to their page, they've maybe got one video or nothing, and it's like horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, so,
or it's just them. Like, sometimes somebody will send you like a hate tweet or something like that.
Yeah.
And you click on their Twitter feed, and it's just them sending hate tweets to everybody.
Exactly.
Like, that's the only reason they have Twitter, and they have like four followers or whatever, and they're bots. And it's just like, shut up, you're the worst, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just constant.
Exactly.
That's why they exist. They're not happy people. So,
Like, you know, you don't, I'm not saying, you don't have to create something, but, you know, if you do, that's great. Yeah. And if you don't be a dickhead.
Precisely.
Just, you know. And also, you can have a different opinion without being a total asshole about it. Correct, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, we don't have that, but some
and
people also,
And like, it's, I don't know. My feeling is, do you disagree with that person? Do you not think that the thing they do is good or whatever?
Yeah.
Do you need to tell them?
Yeah.
Take a breath. Think about it. Do I need to tell them? Not really.
Like, I've...
It's not affecting me in the slightest, so...
Yeah. Like, I've subscribed to people, say, on YouTube, and then all of a sudden their thing is, like, turned into, like, weird, like, anti-Semitic rants or something, whatever. And then I'm just like, I'm out. Like, I'm not going to argue with them. I don't, there's enough people who can do that. And quite frankly, I don't care. Like, if you're a lunatic. Cool. So do it or don't, whatever. Right?
Nah, do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Thomas. I wanted to be the resident sexy Scottish art student of the podcast. You cool with that?
Works for me.
Do you want a nickname? Sexy Tommy?
Yeah, sexy Tommy, yeah.
Okay, good. I was wondering what your thoughts are on the current way Fox has been...
Arty Tommy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Because that's more important, you're saying. You should value his art as over his sexiness.
Over his sexiness,
okay, good. Yep. I was wondering what your thoughts on the current way Fox has been handling the X-Men. How Marvel have been treating the property, and what your favorite characters may be. I would be chuffed if you read this out. P.S. James is a major dickhead. Mason is the best.
Yeah.
Don't know why I read that out.
And here's one of the scenarios where he's thought about it and he's made the correct choice. Didn't have to say that, but he did, and he's right.
Yeah, what Fox Universe, what are you thinking, just in general? I mean, we've talked about this.
Look, I'm really looking forward to...
Deadpool?
No.
Fantastic Four?
No.
Apocalypse.
X-Men Apocalypse, yes.
Okay,
that's what I'm looking forward to. So I think that must mean on the whole I enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The whole universe.
I'm certainly not against it.
Yeah, I think there was a definite dip in quality.
Yep.
At a certain point.
Yep.
It was X-Men 3, X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yep.
And then, I think they've pulled out of that dive.
Yep.
And so the Wolverine I thought was great.
Yep.
Days of Future Past, great. First Class, great.
Yep.
I think X-Men Apocalypse is going to be really good too.
What about Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
There was a rumor, and this was quickly debunked by director Josh Trank, that Matthew Vaughn came in.
Yeah, but he's a bloody... Can't trust him. He'll come and trash your house.
Bring a pack of dogs, trash your house.
A pack of dogs and trash your house, exactly.
He,
kick a TV out your window, you know?
The room... TVs are expensive. If someone kicked my TV out the window, that would be such an inconvenience.
Windows aren't cheap either.
You know who I don't like?
Yes, who's that?
Michael Hutchinson. Right?
He's dead.
I know he's dead, but you know what? I'm going to say this.
Fuck it.
Michael Hutchinson, for people who don't know, he was the lead singer of INXS.
Hutchins,
sorry.
Yep.
Lead singer of INXS. He can be in my superhero team of people whose names I mispronounce.
Sure.
Yeah. Which we talked about last week. But lead singer of INXS, right? Now, prior to this story that I heard about him, he had a fall when he was drinking or somebody hit him and he knocked his head and he was never quite the same.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So... I acknowledge that was a thing that happened. Uh-huh. Anyway, just before, maybe a year or so prior to his death, he was doing a ABC Studios. He was doing a show there, right? He was singing a song. And the way he entered the studio late was he burned into the foyer on a motorcycle, did like a big kind of burnout.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And then got off his bike and he did the same thing on the way out, leaving this big black kind of light across the foyer floor.
Right.
And his bandmates were like, yeah, that's so Michael. He's so cool. No, that is an asshole thing to do. Like, because somebody's job is to now clean that up because you had to make a big song of dance about it coming in and just being a total dickhead. That's not cool.
Mm.
Am I wrong?
You're probably not wrong. That being said, they probably wouldn't have just gotten the cleaner to come in and clean it up.
Yeah, they would have left.
No, they probably... And if they did, that's a dick move because he would have... Actually, all right, it is a dick move because the assumption would be that somebody's got to clean that up.
Yeah.
But I reckon they wouldn't have gotten the regular cleaner to do that because that's too much work and they don't have the equipment for that. They would have had to go to a specialist indoor tire tread cleaner to come in and do that and they would have had to pay them.
Yeah.
And so Michael Hutchins is actually contributing to the economy. He's stimulating the economy of indoor.
I don't think that was his intention.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. You're right. He's a dick. But he's dead, so who
he's
wins?
Dead. Yeah, yeah, I know. Anyway, that's irrelevant, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
X-Men Apocalypse.
Yep.
Which reminds me, I also watched Ex Machina.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah, like you really said good. Last week. It's really good. And that guy is going to be Apocalypse.
Yes, he is. Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Isaac.
There we Not go. The redhead guy.
No.
Both of them are going to be in Star Wars, though.
What?
I know. Mm. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So, yeah, X-Men, it's okay. I'm okay with it.
I'm on board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Josh Trank, I was going to say.
Oh, yes.
That's where I was going with that. The rumor was that Matthew Vaughn came in and did his reshoots in April. But then Josh Trank took to Twitter to say, no, that's not true. I did them or whatever.
Okay,
but
right.
Who knows? Mm. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And sometimes it's just smoke. Mm. Two things.
Hello, sometimes Nick. There's a fire because you've driven a bloody motorcycle indoors.
It's not cool. Hey, Nick and James, my name is Dylan. A friend of mine is a big fan of the show and kept going on about how you have a Dave Coulier segment where he is cruel to people.
Correct.
Correct.
Dave Coulier.
Correct.
We're hoping for more submissions. Maybe this will be one.
Correct.
Yes.
Kept egging me on to listen and tell you the story on this very specific podcast topic. It is very specific, isn't it?
Too specific. But that's how you get people.
That's right. Mm.
The more specific it is, the more people can relate. That's not true in this scenario.
No, certainly not. It was 4 years ago. I was working as a balloon twister at my local festival and was enjoying a nice crowd. A man passing...
A balloon twister. I love it. Do you think he could make a Super Mario brother?
I don't know.
They're great.
If he can... Why that?
Because I see him. Because in Melbourne, you go down the street and there'll be somebody making like balloons.
Yeah.
And there'll be a balloon twister.
Yeah.
And they'll have made like a big Super Mario out of a whole bunch of balloons. But they're always just making like dogs. They're always making like sausage.
Oh, okay. Like, make your bloody Super Mario.
How much for the Super Mario? I've never asked.
All right.
Probably like $100.
Dylan, who's...
I'm not paying for that. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Dylan, who's written in, can you tweet Mason a picture of Super Mario made of balloons? If you want to.
If cool. You've made that in the past. Yeah.
Yes. A man passing...
Don't just get one off the internet. Don't bloody Google image search Super Mario made
we'll
of balloons.
Check.
We'll check. We'll yeah. know.
A man passing by yells out, make me a bike, clown. He also needs to say here, I am in no way dressed as a clown.
Oh, sure, very good.
I get this quite often and respond, haha, yes, I'm glad you've seen Wedding Crashers. Very clever. Sarcasm. Mm-hmm. Which is in a line in Wedding Crasher. The crowd laughs. What a dick, the man exclaims in front of children as he wanders away. I'm then told that I was talking to Dave Coulier.
Amazing.
I have no idea
what
that means, but I'm told he was on Full House. What a dick indeed.
Opens with an insult. Gets a good reply, gets a solid reply, calls you a dick. That is classic Dave Coulier. It's very good. Yeah. Have I told you about one of my few regrets in life?
Is it Dave Coulier related?
No, but it is related to this story insofar as one time I was out sort of in the sticks of Melbourne.
Sure.
Sort of Werribee Way, maybe.
Okay.
Like sort of out, maybe further than that, like out in the country.
Yeah.
Right. And there's just fields on one side. And I'm driving along this road.
Yeah.
And I get to like a roundabout. There's a roundabout and there's like a country pub. But then there's like stretches off into nowhere.
Where is this going?
One road stretches off into nowhere. Another road stretches off into nowhere, right? And then I'm waiting at this roundabout because this like, you know, one of those completely unmarked white vans? Like one of those really, but they're sort of faded to yellow. It's like a creepy one that's windowless, one of those ones. It's
like the windows have been smashed out?
Or no, but it's just they have no, like there's no, like it's just a solid van.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
But anyway, so it's coming around the roundabout, so I have to wait for this van, right? And the driver's side window is down and there's a man in there and he's probably like in his late 50s, right? And he's wearing like a plaid flannel shirt and like just kind of like messy kind of thinning hair, whatever. And he's got full clown makeup on. Like his face is just full clown makeup. And I can see he's just regular guy, weird unmarked van, full clown makeup. And my regret is, like, because it was going around, because it was a big van. So it's kind of like got a heavy center of gravity. So he's gone around.
Is there a while?
Yeah, he's gone around this roundabout really slowly. And my one regret is I didn't wind down the window and lean bodily out of the car and be like, get off the road, you clown. But there was a moment where I'm like, if I do that, he's definitely going to follow me and murder me.
Yeah, no,
like I would yell that. And then instead of like driving around the roundabout and driving off, he'd loop around the roundabout. Yeah. So when I'm going through it, he's behind me.
Yeah.
And then he'd follow me to my destination and he'd kill me.
Yeah, correct.
Right?
He'd make balloon animals out of your intestines and organs.
Precisely. Yeah. So anyway, I'm sad I didn't do it, but I'm also very glad I didn't.
I'm glad you didn't do it.
Because
who would I be sitting here doing this with? Man. That would be a great story for me to tell what happened to you, though. Oh, yeah, sure. Don't you think?
Yeah, you would have saved
I'd make a podcast about that. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, Dylan says, my friends says to tell you I'm the official balloon artist of the podcast. Did you need one of
good.
Those?
Good, we do need one of those.
Your podcast is pretty good. I will listen more often.
Oh, make us an Iron Man out of balloons.
Yeah. Just all sorts of demands.
Yeah. Make us every variation of Iron Man armor out of balloons.
People wanted to know also what happened with Lacrosse Hipster last week.
Oh, that's right. Get a lot of tweets about last that. Week we were interrupted by a sort of Edgar Allan Poe-esque sinister knock on the wall, like a continuous knock.
Who said sent in that tweet that said that's some telltale heart
shit?
It
is very telltale.
That's a very clever
tweet. Yeah. And you went outside and you discovered it was a hipster. What was he doing?
throwing a lacrosse, using a lacrosse stick and just throwing a ball up against the side of my building.
Right.
Yeah. And I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And after the show, you were like, you should probably say something. And I was like, fuck it. No, I won't. Mm-hmm. But then it got to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to say something.
Because otherwise he'd be back forever.
Exactly. He'd be back forever. Bring all his bloody lacrosse friends.
Yeah.
And look.
It'd be like, you know what? We've always wanted to find a place not to play lacrosse, but to just whack lacrosse balls on our wall. I found the place. I found it.
So I went out. And here's one guy. Because if he comes back with a team, I'm not. Exactly. What am I going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Get beat up?
Nip it in the bud.
Exactly. So I said, hey, man. Sorry, it's reverberating through the building. And he was very cool about it. He's like, oh, sorry, man. I thought it was double brick or whatever. And I'm like, oh, good.
Yeah.
He was very polite.
That's true.
But also, what a dickhead.
Yeah. Well, actually, you did that and you came back inside. And when I left, I killed him.
Oh, okay.
And I stuffed him in your bin. There was bloody quinoa and limited edition vinyl records everywhere. I killed him. So
there you go.
He worked out for the best.
That's the end of that.
Yep.
All right, that's the show for this week. Next week, big double episode.
Oh.
I mean, single episode, two things.
Oh.
San Andreas.
Oh, yes.
And Tomorrowland.
So we're going to have to watch both of those.
Yeah. Or we can do one. What do you want to do?
No, watch them both.
Yeah.
I got time.
Tomorrowland, I've heard.
Is not very good.
Yeah, but I've heard it's more the screenplay than the idea.
Okay, interesting.
Because it's a Brad Bird film, and he's never made a bad film. Maybe.
Hmm.
But it's Damon Lindelof.
But he's never made a live action film, right?
No, he made Mission Impossible 4.
Oh, yeah, you keep saying
which
that.
Which is amazing.
Right.
But Damon Lindelof, writer of Lost and Prometheus,
oh, yes.
did this film. So maybe that has something to do with it. We'll know next week.
I get a sense this is going to be a lot of inexplicable things in it.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to both.
Mm.
San Andreas and the other thing. So I guess if people want to go out and see those prior to.
And then we'll have some sweet discussion about
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. And if you've got opinions, email them in and I might get to them.
All right. Fantastic.
We get a lot of emails.
I wouldn't know.
Just take my word for it. It's a lot. But it's good.
Yeah, it's real good.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are really nice. All right, next week, something else. Grab that gem.
Wait, no.
Sorry.
If they want to find us
on the internet. Oh, sorry, yeah.
Look, if they want to find us on the internet, they can go to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com, at Facebook, on Twitter.
Correct.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies. Patreon.
Weeklyplanetpod.bandcamp.com.
Yep.
Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yep. All of those things will get you commentary tracks.
All kinds of stuff.
We're going to do Jurassic Park, hopefully, this week.
That'd be really good.
Commentary track.
Excellent.
And maybe
okay, now it's the end of the show, so I'm going to say my catchphrase, grab that gem, everyone. And you can say whichever catchphrase you choose, but it can't be that one.
Where's the gorilla? Was that one?
No.
That was one?
No.
Because the gorilla was in The Flash.
Oh, yeah, okay, yep. Okay.
What was another one?
I think we should go with the first one.
Where's the gorilla?
No.
What was the first one?
Hey.
Where's
who ate my Pischetti?
I don't like that one.
That's the point. That is very much the point.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Where's my spaghetti? Fuck you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.